Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Young Miss Annie, that was she, Mademoiselle from gay Paris, sailed the Atlantic Sea, a fortune for to marry. John Palmer was her bridegroom's name, netting his estate was her aim. What lurked inside Annie's 4-foot frame? A demon wrapped up, oh so pretty. Annie Palmer, white witcher, broke all by the sea, luring men with hopes of love, was her cottage industry. Her husband quickly made her yawn, she missed the nightlife of Paris. So little use for dull old John, widowhood soon set her free. It's clear that some fools never learn, 3 husbands did she take. Her taste then took a darker turn, the slave boys of her estate. Sugar cane and homicide, a mean self-widow maker. Voodoo magic was her guide, made for a busy undertaker. Good evening and welcome to A Little Night Music. This is episode 13 with Madam Perry, Jennifer Perry. And that was So Sad About Us, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, one of our favorite bands, who happen to be over in Liverpool, England, but they travel a lot and will hopefully be in the States, I think, by December. And we opened with White Witch of Jamaica by the magical Veronique Chevalier. I've got some cool stuff coming up from Matt Townsend and Wonder of the World, Harrison Brown. Oh, gosh, who else do I have here? I might even play some more. Oh, we've got Association Time at the Blue Ridge Women's Correctional Facility. That's a spoken word from the book Bone Song by Bunny Goodjohn. But first, I've got some messages from some nice folks for us. Everyone loves a contest with a cool prize. And you know what else people love these days? Beards. Hey, this is Madam Perry here, and I've got good news for beard wearers from BBX Marketing. They're a Boca Raton, Florida-based internet marketing company, and they're celebrating their partnership and success with Beardalyzer Beard Products Marketing and Social Media by kicking off a new social media contest. Now, anyone can enter by visiting the BBEX marketing page on Facebook and clicking the Beardalyzer giveaway tab. And what's the prize? The winner will receive 3 free products from Beardalyzer, 1 beard oil, 1 beard cream, and 1 beard growth spray. Guys, are you already using Beardalyzer beard products? Then you know they're amazing. So remember, go to the BBEX marketing page on Facebook and click the Beardalyzer giveaway tab. Hey, everyone loves going to the movies with their friends, right? Doesn't matter if you go to the theater, drive-in, someone's home, just as long as you're hanging out with your friends, maybe something to eat or drink, and watching a movie. It doesn't matter what kind of movie sometimes, you know. It doesn't matter if it made a lot of at the box office or if it was more of the variety. In fact, sometimes that's even more fun because you have fun making fun of it or talking or imitating or acting out some scenes. You know you do. Hey, this is Jennifer Perry from the Madam Perry Salon podcast, and I have found a cool podcast that I want to tell you about. It's called the 80/20 Movie Show. They cover movies new and old. The host, Pat Himes and Gary Smith, they review movies that are over 80% on Rotten Tomatoes or under 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. Then, of course, these reviews are interlaced with some comedy and banter grounded in pop culture. Now, what you do to find it? You want you to go to a website. It's called fatherhoodrules.com. And you can also find them on Twitter, Fatherhood Rules, and at The Red Shamrock. And when you go to Fatherhood Rules, you're probably going to want to hang out there because that's a cool website too. But click on the podcast list and you'll find the 80/20 Movie Show. In fact, I went to their website and found a couple of sentence blurbs under each some of the recent episodes. Let me read them to you. They reviewed The Wedding Singer. And so the boys have nothing but positive things to say about this 1998 comedy that helped put Adam Sandler on the map. Plus, they had a visit from Jimbo Cole, the poker pro. They reviewed 2014's The Theory of Everything. It says, Pat picked a dud. The boys concentrate on everything else, even more beer club discussion, except the Stephen Hawking biopic. Oh, let's see. The Octagon, hey, that's back in the 1980s. It says, yeah, Chuck Norris is awesome and everything, but The Octagon absolutely makes no sense. So go check out these guys. Remember, it's the 80/20 Movie Show. Go to fatherhoodrules.com. You're going to love these guys, I promise. It doesn't even matter if the movie is a... You'll dig it.
Bonjour, Véronique Chevalier here. I highly recommend a fascinating new book by Monsieur Jim Musgrave called Forevermore, a Pat O'Malley mystery, wherein he provides an investigation into the mysterious circumstances surrounding the untimely death of Monsieur Edgar Allan Poe. A wonderful and charming read in four acts. So join me in exploring forevermore.
Like the wind without the rain, and the sun's in blazing plains, and the stars and the mountains in your name. Like the fleeting space between our tongues and our teeth, and the flaming fields of feeling we can reach. Electrifies the foreign flood, and all the angels in our blood go singing to the stars up above. And life, take your time. And life, take your time. Shall bring me to your side. In the springtimes of the heart, sweet emergence from the dark, rising on the wind's electric spark. Let us showers in between all the sparkles and the gleams of your eyes and your burning breast unseen. Like the bells on the bridge and all the doorways where we hid, still gazing from my kisses, they fall big. And life, take your time. And life, take your time. Shall bring me to your out of the sea into the fertile earth to breathe, with the sense of heaven slipping from your sleep. And from the orchid's holy bed, hope angelic in the thread of a garment laying across and left unsaid. And in the starlights of desire, spark electric in the eye, like the jewels and the mirrors in your mind. And in the wellsprings of the heart, the hidden hope that lingers on, through the gardens of the holy fallen star. And life, take your and life. wind that shall bring me to your side.
Association time at the Blue Ridge Women's Correctional Facility. From Bone Song by Bunny Goodjohn. Deaf Brenda's telling us about the time her husband smacked her with a cockatiel's cage stand, how sound closed down that night, and yet her memory holds the parrot's scream. She recalls slow feathers, tiny gray curls landing on her yellow fun fur slippers. We lean in. She's telling our story, and we love how they all start happy with sass and drinks. She threw his sorry ass outside, piled furniture against the door, and then took her whiskey and the kids to bed. Slept sound despite the ricochet of words against the trailer siding. There is no recollection of clubbing him with the iron. But there it was, bloody, and shining on the deck. "What can I say?" she said, her yard full of police and plastic toys, her hands already clasped behind her back. "Drink brings a crazy bitch to fuck up my life. My turn for tales, but I'm just here for plain old DUI. So I tell the girls of Rita, patron saint of suffering, whose mouth was home to bees that buzzed behind her teeth but left her tongue unstung, a saint I'd forgotten until Deaf Brenda described her tinnitus as a bee song. The rec room hums and we're all lost, joining drunken dots of our own blackout biography. We're haunted by mouths that have always swarmed with bees, homesick for a time when we were too blessed, too young, to know the treachery of swallowing."
It was at some breakfast table she went tracing out her mind. In blessed shapes and patterns that could not tell a lie. Well, I don't know, was it a smile stole my heart a while? I don't know, was it a sorrow that a mirror to me might? I don't know, was it the nearness of a soul that lit my fire? But my desire, like a lion, came to eat me all alive. Though it was only gentle that I wanted for to love you in my a misstep and them turning wheels of time that have kept our world separate, parallel but shed unrhymed. But still I wonder about the lines all left unspoken in your mind. I wonder about them shadows that I could not then unwind. And I can't escape the feeling that you are one of my kind. But my desire, like a lion, came to eat me all alive. Though it was only gentle that I wanted for to love you in my mind. Well, maybe someday together we shall find each other face to face, somewhere free and unaligned. And perhaps the words would then all flow freely from my mind. Perhaps but for a moment all my sorrows stand aside, and I'd ask not of what was true, what was simply being kind. Oh, my desire like a lion came to eat me all alive, though it was only gentle that I wanted for to love you in my mind.
Oh, that was lovely. That was Thank You by Stevie Ricks. And if you ever checked on Stevie Ricks, you know, his last name is spelled R-I-K-S. That's one of his original tunes, but look him up on YouTube. He does a lot of parodies of songs or of different singers that are pretty popular. He's very well known over there for this. Before that, you heard Green Coffee Cup by Harrison Brown. And this is Madam Jennifer Perry saying goodnight. Thanks again to the 80/20 Movie Show. I want you to go to fatherhoodrules.com, look it up and check that out. And also go to the BBEX marketing page on Facebook and enter the contest for the free Beardalyzer product giveaway. So until the next time we have a little night music,